This particular situation that we're going to talk about today, the FDA and Battelle Memorial Institute as their support contractor, in league or in cooperation with the Grocery Manufacturers Association, misappropriated the predictive analytic patents and trade secrets of a small company, and then duplicated the products in order to artificially fix the price of risk management software for the food industry at an artificially low price. These actions include bid rigging and price fixing, which I'll get into a little bit more in a second. One of the big questions that we need to ask in this particular case is, what is Sherman antitrust? What does it mean? Well, the Sherman antitrust laws were passed near the end of the last century, early in our century, accompanied by other antitrust laws like the Clayton Act and the Federal Trade Commission Act, to basically deal with cartels. Rockefeller, for example, had a cartel that basically controlled the oil supply in the United States. And he was basically able to bring together as a single company everybody in the supply chain from the top to the bottom and created what we call a monopoly, so he could drive other competitors right out of business because he basically owned the entire market. The Congress recognized the danger of this and the harm that it could do to us as consumers in terms of having to pay artificially high prices for goods and services. So they passed what was called the Sherman Antitrust Act. And what it does, it declares that any actions, and I'll give you a quote here, in the form of trust or otherwise, that was in restraint of trade or commerce among the several states or with foreign nations, is now against the law. That's basically what they said. And they said that people engaging in this type of anti-competitive conduct could actually be fined and go to jail. In fact, today, if you were to sue for price fixing or bid rigging as a plaintiff, what would end up happening is you could get three times the damages that were really accrued to you under this law. So it's a very, very punitive, very, very important law. Sherman Antitrust was followed in 1914 by another act called the Clayton Antitrust Act. And what it did is it put the focus on deterrence and prevention of cartels in their embryonic stages so that they could be stopped before things got really out of control, and it prohibits certain types of conduct that are not deemed to be in the best interest of a truly competitive market, which is the case that we have here. Now, what's so interesting about Sherman Antitrust, Clayton Antitrust Acts, and other law is that undergirding, I mean, beneath all of it is the belief that the United States government itself is actually an honest broker. In other words, they're not part of this, you know, what we call Sherman antitrust or anti-competitive conduct. And that's why we look to the U.S. government to enforce the law. Today, however, things have changed, and this is the big deal. This is the difference between the government serving as an honest broker and the government actually engaging in anti-competitive and predatory conduct. And this is the area of great concern today to small businesses throughout the United States. The expanding role of the federal government today has included the production of goods and services, where the government is actually duplicating and getting goods and services to their contractors that already exist in the marketplace. And so the government itself is going into direct competition with the private sector. And it is a very, very awkward position for the U.S. government right now, because as part of this, they may themselves engage in the same anti-competitive conduct that we look to the government to, you know, prevent. So we have kind of a yin and yang situation of major proportions in the system today. So, by way of example, I'm going to go through a case that involves the actions of FDA and a small high technology business called FoodQuest TQ LLC.